fights. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland.
If you don't know, let me help you know. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, you can start your day with TV One's News One Now. The only daily news show that looks at the issues from our perspective. And today, host Roland Martin talks to best-selling author Think and Grow Rich, Dennis Kimbrough, and financial expert Deborah Owens, brought to you by TV One. What's good, Roland?
All good. I'm not speaking to you, Skip and J. Anthony Brown. Y'all did my girl Sybil wrong. Y'all just did her dirty. Sybil, I'm standing in solidarity with you. Sybil's, that was just atrocious.
You're right, and I feel
so bad. No team spirit, nothing.
None,
just
none,
I feel bad.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, you know, J. Anthony is late at least twice a month.
You're
and he just
right
dogging you like
man,
that.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Yes,
so
you need to send her some flowers.
Yeah, I will.
Or something.
I will. Something.
My yes, God. All right.
Thank you,
Sybil.
Thank you, Roland.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Jim, I'm talking to you. Sybil, Sybil, imagine if you're in college, Sybil. Jay, you wouldn't know anything about this.
Wow.
Sybil, if you're in college and you're in a political science class and your professor says, this is the way things go, and you go, oh, I'm sorry, that's really not how it works. And they go, young man, you don't know what you're talking about. And then you go, no, actually, I'm a member of the Mississippi State Legislature. I'm an elected official. Well, that is the case. That's the case for Jeremy Anderson. He is a 22-year-old Tulane University senior, and he is the youngest member of the Mississippi Legislature. He joins us right now. Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the Tom Turner Morning Show.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you for having me.
All right, so here you are.
Good morning.
So Jeremy, you're walking around, you are talking to folks, and you meet some folks who say, look, man, I can't go hang with y'all this weekend because I got to go handle my elected office because, you know, I'm in the legislature. I got a meeting with the governor. How does that go down?
Well, it's a very unique situation. It's one of the most difficult things I've run into is trying to balance my 22-year-old experiences versus my role as a state legislator. But it is one of the funniest things, actually, but I've enjoyed it completely.
Now, when did you decide to run? How long have you been in office? And what did your friends say when they said, you want to do what?
Well, to be honest with you, they weren't so surprised. I mean, I've really been into politics since the 11th grade. I went to Boys State here in Mississippi in 2009 and ran for lieutenant governor of that camp and won. It's a fictional state. So that's where my initial interest in politics came from. So when I actually told my parents that I wanted to run, they were like, are you sure this is what you want to do so early? Not so much is this the career choice you're making, you want to take on, but are you sure you want to get into it so early? And the type of person I am, I believe that, you know, when God has a plan for you, you just follow the plan. You ask no questions. And that's what I did. I felt that this was my calling, and I felt the opportunity was there, and I took on the opportunity. And I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity to campaign, run, and was actually elected.
Okay, so when you're sitting there in the Mississippi legislature and you're talking about the needs of college students, someone look at you and they go, look, you don't know anything about that. You go, well, actually, I'm kind of still in college, so I do. So have you had folks overlook you, if you will, and they say you're too young to be here? Or do you always have to show your ID when you're trying to go into the state capitol?
Yes. well, there's a funny story. The clerk of the House, he makes a joke every time he sees me. He's like, I'm just so afraid that when session starts, one of the legislators will ask you to go run a copy because they think you're a page. He's like, that's my only concern. But the feedback from the other legislators are really good because they're interested in having a different perspective, a different outlook on a lot of things, and that's what I'm going to provide to the legislature this session.
How about balancing it?
This is Charlotte Brown. If I may interject for a second, he's being very modest. When we were at the swearing in at the inauguration, there were just people coming. There was a lady that showed up that didn't know anything about us. She said she just wanted to be a part of history. Everybody there is unbelievably excited. It's beyond words, actually.
So we'll go ahead.
I was just asking, how do you balance it in terms of your legislature work as well as your school work? Do you do some online stuff? How does that work for you?
I am. I'm utilizing the online resources. My dean of students at Tulane has been very helpful, and the school is willing to work, you know, with me in any way that they can to make sure that I have, you know, what I need as far as education. But I am going to utilize some of the online resources as well throughout the session.
And you won't have to hear from your parents about getting a job once you graduate either, right?
You're going to have me on
money.
That's
very true.
That's very important.
Well, Jeremy Anderson, man, we certainly appreciate
it. Congress after this.
Nice. Jeremy Anderson, we certainly appreciate it, man. Good luck. And
Thank
I would
you
say
so
you're certainly an inspiration to other young folks. We say get involved in politics.
Right.
You actually are really, really, really involved in politics. The youngest member of the Mississippi legislature. Hey, man, congratulations. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much.
Way to go, Jeremy. We'll speak it into existence. President Jeremy in the future for the
wow.
U.S.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
well,
it
he got to be 35, so he got to wait about 13 years.
About a minute, yeah. Work on some other offices first.
Well, I'm so impressed with you, Jeremy, and I'm going to play this for you, too, from R. Kelly. It's called Genius on the TJMS.